Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the Congressional Beef Caucus in just a moment.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, 35 members of Congress from 21 states announced their plans to join the Congressional Beef Caucus. This is a bipartisan caucus meant to serve as a voice for the beef production issues on Capitol Hill, ranging from trade to tax reform. Yesterday's announcement, not the first time the Beef Caucus has been set up on Capitol Hill, but it did mark the beginning of the caucus for the 115th Congress. Kansas Republican Kevin Yoder from the Kansas City area is co-chair of the caucus. He says it's important for the coalition to work outside of political parties.
Beef knows no political party. You know, these ranchers, this economy is critical to all of our districts and to the strength and security of our country. This is a jobs issue. This is an economic issue. This is also an American values issue. This caucus is about our heritage, but it's also about our future. As someone who grew up on a grain and livestock farm, who helped raise beef cattle, you really don't know hard work until you've delivered round bales in the blizzard, trying to make sure your cows get fed.
The other chair of the Congressional Beef Caucus is Henry Cuellar from the state of Texas. He's a Democrat. He says that the caucus should pay special attention to boosting exports for cattle producers.
Trade is important, and this is why we just have to do a better job at exporting more, especially since we're the largest producer of beef in the world. As a country, we're only the fourth largest exporter, so we just got to do better.
At that news conference yesterday, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's President Craig Uden of Nebraska applauded the reestablishment of the bipartisan Congressional Beef Caucus, says this is good news for cattle producers and helping get the story out to members of Congress.
It's really important to understand that out of 435 members, there's really only 75 members in the U.S. that come from an ag district. So I think that's very important to hone in and really have focus of a certain group that we can come to with a lot of our issues. I think that's always important to have that ear on Capitol Hill. And even though we have great relationships with those folks, and they can reach out to us as well on certain issues when something arises and there's a critical vote.
Nebraska cattle producer and president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Craig Uden, saying he's delighted at these members of Congress stepping forward to be a part of the Congressional Beef Caucus, hoping that more members of Congress will be joining in the near future. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes for Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.